是平安。
May peace be to you
all。有时候我们常常想为什么我要每个礼拜去教会呢？
Sometimes we might wonder why we go to church every week。
其中有一个很重要的目的我们到教会来要学习神的道。
There's one important purpose.Which is when we come to church, we are here to learn God's word.
圣经里面讲啊，教会是真理的柱石跟根基。
The Bible tells us that the church is the foundation, the pillar of the truth.
所以教会是真理的柱子啊。你看这个房子啊，如果柱子倒了，这个房子就倒了。
The church is the pillar of the truth.We look at a pillar. If this pillar here falls, the whole building will be collapsed.
所以我们来教会就是领受真理。
So coming to church, we are here to accept the truth.
那这个真理就是我们信仰的柱子。
And this truth is are the pillars of our faith.
所以我们要建立信仰就是需要。来领受神的道。
For us to establish our faith, we need to come and accept God's word.
那我们现在来看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Now let's turn to the book of First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第二章。
First Thessalonians chapter 2.
第二章的第十三节。
Verse 13. Verse 13. First Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcome it not as the word of man, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe.
这个地方保罗为帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒感谢神。
Paul...Thank God on behalf of the Church of Thessalonians.
那感谢什么
？What was Paul thinking about？
如果我们继续读下去感谢他们领受了神的道。
If we continue reading, we'll see that Paul was thanking God that the Thessalonian Church were able to accept God's word.
那为什么领受神的道值得感谢呢
？Why was thing to thankful to be able to accept God's word.
因为这里特别提到有三次提到这是神的道。
Here in these scriptures, three times mentioned this was the word of God.
而且他特别讲这不是人的道。
And he especially mentioned this is not the word of man.
乃是神的道。
But rather God's word.
所以世界上有很多的道理大部分都是人的道。
There are a lot of words, a lot of teaching in the world. Most of them, they were words of men.
比方说，有的人在学校读到一个博士学位。
For example, some people may obtain for themselves a doctoral degree at the school.
从六岁一直读到二十几岁。
From age six all the way to 20 some odd years old.
那读这么多，到底读什么？
With so much learning, what were they learning?
读人的道。
They were learning the words of men.
那我们来教会读什么？读神的道。
What do we come to church for? We come to learn a word of God.
那我们为什么知道说教育很重要
？What do we say? What do we think that education is so important?
如果我们活得越久，你就发现教育非常重要。
And the longer we live, the longer we realize how important education are.
但是呢，如果我们对圣经了解更清楚，我们就发现神的道比世界上的教育更重要。
But if we have more understanding of the scriptures, we'll realize the word of man, the word of God is more important than that of the education in the world.
如果这个人的道值得你花一二十年去追求
，and the word of man that we worthy for us to pursue after more than a decade or two.
那神的道值得我们花一辈子去追求。
Then the word of God, we call worthy for us to pursue after all the days of our life.
那为什么 为什么神的道比人的道更重要呢？
Why the word of God more important than that of the word of man?
那我们就从圣经来想到几点。
We'll look into the scripture to think about a few points.
我们来看使徒行传第五章。
使徒行传。The book of Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传的第五章
Acts chapter 5
第五章的十九节
verse 19 Acts chapter 5 verse 19 But at night an angel of the Lord opened the prison door and brought them out and say 20 Go sit, stand in the temple and speak to the people all the word of this life
这个地方讲啊，彼得被下到监牢里面。
Here described that Peter was thrown in prison.
那在晚上哦，主的使者天使啊，就开了监门，带他出去监牢。
At night, the messenger of the Lord, the angel, opened the prison and let him out of the prison.
特别吩咐他哦，你要在殿里把生命的道讲给百姓听。
And specially instructed him to go stand in the temple and speak to the people.
圣经啊，把人分作两种。
The Bible separate people in two groups.
第一种就是肉体是活的，灵是死的。
One group is those were alive physically, but spiritually they were dead.
就是。彼得在圣殿里面在讲神的道，听的这些人
namely those people while Peter was preaching in the temple, those who were listening.
他还没有得福音之前，
before
他是活的死人。
Before they were, they accepted the gospel, they were, living yet dead.
所以有时候这个活的死人在哪里？就在我们家里面。
Where are these people who are living but dead? Sometimes they could be in our home.
这个活的死人可能是我们的父母，可能是我们配偶，可能是我们儿子。
These people who are living but dead, they could be our parents, could be our spouse, could be our children.
肉体是活的，灵里面是死的。
Physically they may be alive, but spiritually they are dead.
所以一个人真正的爱心，就是要把神的道传给他。
So a person really have love is a person willing to preach the gospel to these peoples.
留给很多的财产和很多的东西给我们的下一代更重要。
These are far more important, more valuable than leaving your inheritance and possession to them.
那生命的道就是你领受这个道，就会得到。永生。
There's a word of this life is namely those people who receive this word will receive eternal life.
所以教会的信徒跟外面的人有什么不同
？So the believers in the church and the different versus those people outside.
外面的人是活的死人。
And those people who are outside are those who are living but they were dead.
教会里面的是活的活人。
But the people that are in the church are living and truly live.
肉体是活着，灵性也是活着。
Not only physically they are alive, spiritually they were alive too.
生命价值多少呢？
How much value is a man's life?
有一次有一个讲员问这个 NYT 参加的学员。
One time one speaker asked those NYT's students, the participants.
我想问问大家，你会回答什么
？I wonder if I ask this same question to everyone here, how would you answer?
你是愿意十七岁口袋空空什么都没有，还是愿意七十岁有几百万？
Are you 十七岁？
你是愿意十七岁
？Are you willing to at age seven? Are you willing to be at age seventeen but no money in your pocket, or rather someone who is 70 years old but you have a lot of money in your pocket?
来，诸位，你要选择什么？
Everyone, what would you choose?
17岁什么都没有。
Yeah, at age 17, you want to be at age 17, but you don't have anything.
70岁什么都有。来
yeah, at age 70, you have everything. What age would you like to be?
杜姐妹，你要选择什么？
Sister Du, what age would you like to be?
17岁啊。
17?
哦，对对。 生命是无价的。
Life is priceless.
你到七十岁，什么都有，你已经快结束了吧？
Age 70, you have everything, but you're about coming to an end.
哦，所以啊，生命很可贵啊。
So life is very precious.
哦，但是如果几十年的生命很可贵，那永生呢？
If the several decades of life so important, how about eternal life?
永生更可贵啊！
It is more precious and valuable for eternal life.
啊，那永生从哪里来？
What does eternal life comes from?
生命的道。
It's from the word of life.
生命的道在哪里？
Where is the word of life?
就是在圣经里面。
That is in the Bible.
有一次我去帮忙一个信徒搬家。
One time.I went and helped members moving home.
他也不是传道人。
He wasn't a preacher.
但是有一件事情让我非常的惊讶。
But there was something that really shocked me.
就是他家的翻来翻去啊，十几本圣经。
That is, when I went to his house, there was 10-some-odd Bibles, copies of Bibles.
也有中文的，也有英文的。
There's Chinese, there's English.
有不同版本的圣经
，and also different versions of Bibles。
哦，那为什么人的对圣经看会看重圣经呢
？Why someone was so treat the Bible so important？
因为这里面就是神的道。
Because in within there are words of God。
不是圣经本身哦，是它里面那个道。是神的道
，not the Bible itself per se, but the word within the Bible.
非常宝贵啊
they are very precious.
哦，所以我在看今天早上这个啊，负责人在宣布啊，读经进度表。
This morning I was listening to the announcement from the church council in regard to the Bible reading progress schedule.
如果一天读一章，你就把它打一个勾。
If you read one chapter a day, have a check mark.
大概哦，三年圣经会读一遍。
About 3 years, you will be able to read the Bible once.
但是如果你一天读三章
，But if you read 3 chapters a day,
大概一年圣经会读一遍。
Approximately 1 year, you'll be able to read the Bible once.
有一次有一个教会就在推行这个读经运动。
There's one church was.Motivating the congregation to read the Bible.
因为这个神的道嘛，所以要多读。
Because this is the word of God, we have to read it more.
那过了几年以后，我回到那个教会去。
A few years later, when I returned back to that church,
有一个老弟兄八十几岁。
There was a brother 80-some-odd years old already.
他拿十几张的读经表给我看。
He took out 10-some copies of those Bible reading schedule for me to see.
每一张都打勾，十几张。
He had a check mark on every one of them, and 10-some copy of them.
我真的觉得非常受感动。
I was really touched by because of that.
很认真在读神的话。
He was very studious in reading God's word.
因为这是神的道。
Because this is God's word.
那并不是说得生命而已啊。
Not only it enables to receive life.
当然得生命很好，但是更好的还在后面。
But we see life is good, but there are better things behind as well.
好，我们看《使徒行传》14章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 14.
《使徒行传》的14章。
Acts 14.
14章的第三节
，verse 3. The book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 3. Therefore, they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of His grace, granting signs and wonder to be done by their hands.
这里讲哦，保罗跟巴拿巴去传道理。
Here is described Paul and Barnabas went out and preached the gospel.
然后。主用神迹奇事证明他恩惠的福音，恩惠的道。
The Lord, bearing witness to the word of His grace.
所以这个神的道叫做恩惠的道。
So the word of God is also called the word of grace.
新年快到了。
New Year is about to come.
我们遇到亲人朋友都要对他们祝福。
When we run into our friends and relatives, we would wish them the best.
啊，但是这个祝福啊，英文叫 wish 嘛，这是我们希望他新的一年能够更好。
Wishes. Hopefully, the new year will be better.
啊，但是人对人的祝福真的会不会带给人福气呢
？But the man's wish to for another would it truly bring a blessing to these people?
我们大家都知道，我们是人嘛。
We all know we are merely men.
我们没有办法带给别人什么福气。
We really cannot bring any blessing to anyone.
啊，但是新的年来到，我们怎么让新的年啊能够充满着福气呢？
But with the coming of New Year, how can we enable this New Year to be full of blessings?
啊，所以如果我们回到刚刚讲的十四章第三节
，If we return back to chapter 14, verse 3,
主放胆讲道，哦，然后用神迹奇事证明他的恩道。
They spoke boldly, and the Lord bear witness to the word of His grace.
啊，所以。啊，我们如果要得恩典哦，我们领受的道叫做恩典之道。
So we want to receive grace. The word that we receive now are called the word of grace.
好，那我们现在看到这个道对我们到底会怎么让我们得恩典
？Now let's look into how are these words.Enable us to receive grace.
好，我们现在来看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
啊，雅各书的第一章。
The book of James, the epistles of James, chapter 1.
啊，第一章的22节。
Chapter 1, verse 22. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only.Deceiving yourself.
23.
For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. 24. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forget what kind of man he was. 25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continue in it.And is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. This one will be blessed in what he does.
这个地方讲啊，道是什么？道就是一面镜子。
That's what the scripture here tells us. What the words are? The word of God is like a piece of mirror.
我们今天到教会来，有没有人没有照过镜子就来了
？Today, coming to the church, anyone that did not look into the mirror before you come to church?
我想每个人要出门之前都照照镜子吧。
I think most of us, when we go leave our house, we will look into the mirror first.
因为镜子你可以看到自己肉眼看不到的自己啊。
Because with the mirror, we can actually see what we cannot see with our physical eyes.
所以站在镜子面前，我们看到自己很清楚。
So when we stand in front of the mirror, we can see ourselves really clear.
但是是看到外表。
But what we see are outward.
但是我们里面这个人到底怎么一回事呢
？But what's inside? What's going on with our inner man?
有时候我们常常会对别人讲啊，你不认识我了。
Sometimes we might make this comment to other people. You don't know me.
啊。这样讲起来，好像我最认识我自己、啊。
So when we make that kind of remark, seems that、like、I'm the one who know myself the best.、
哦、真的，我们很认识自己吗
？Do we truly know ourselves the best?
如果我们认识自己，每一个人都会很谦卑。
If we truly know ourselves well, every one of us will be so humble.
为什么
？Why?
如果我们真的认识自己，我们知道在宇宙中我们是微尘。
If we truly know ourselves. We know in this universe we are like a minute dust.
你有没有看到微尘
？Have you seen dust?
没有。
No.
有没有微尘
？Is there dust?
有。
Dust exists. Yes.
为什么你看不到
？Why you cannot see the dust?
太小了。
Because it's so tiny.
啊，所以如果我们真的认识自己，我是微尘，我会很谦卑的。
If we truly recognize ourselves, we feel that we are like a dust. We will be so humble.
所以一个人认识伟大的神，这个人就会很谦卑。
So if a person will know this mighty God and great God, he will be so humble.
因为在神面前，我们是微尘。
Because before God, we are like a dust.
第二个
second,
啊， 每个人都觉得他是义人。
Everyone think he's a righteous man.
我一生凭良心做事。
I do everything out of my good conscience.
所以很少人会悔改。
So because there's very few people want to repent.
但是当我们站在这面镜子面前
，But when we stand in front of this piece of mirror,
我们的罪是很深、很大、很重的。
We have deep and heavy.Sin.
所以我们人才需要救恩啊。
That is why we, the mankind, needs a salvation.
哦，所以这个圣经就是一面镜子。
So the Bible is like a piece of mirror.
让我们真的认识自己。
So that we can truly recognize ourselves.
那我看了圣经，看到镜子以后，你还没有回答问题啊？那我怎么得到福气呢
？Now after Reading the Bible, looking at this mirror, how can I restore myself?
所以二十五节啊，最后一句话，就在所行的事上必然得福。
In verse 25, the last part of the sentence, a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does.
所以要得福气啊，不是很困难。
So to receive blessing is not a difficult thing.
为什么？
Why?
你就圣经读一读，然后你就把它做出来，你做出来那个地方就会得福。
Just simply go read the Bible, and what you read, do it, and what you do, you will be blessed.
所以很简单。
So it's very simple.
但是也是很困难。
But on the other hand, it's very hard as well.
为什么很困难
？Why is it so difficult?
你天天来聚会，常常聚会，有什么道理我没有听过
？Since we come into church all the time, every day, and what are the words that we haven't heard about?
但是我为什么听这么多的道理，我没有得到什么福气
？Why we after hearing so much word of God and we don't seem to receive blessings?
因为我没有做啊。
Because we did not do it.
所以很简单，也是很困难。
So it's very simple, yet it's also very difficult.
所以这个是神的道奥妙的地方。
This is what the word of God, what the mystery is.
是一面镜子，然后你了解自己以后，你改进去做，你就得福。
This is a piece of mirror, and if you know yourself and you change yourself and do it, then you will be blessed.
所以如果有一个人在跟你讲要怎么得福，跟圣经讲的不一样，不要听。
So if anyone tell you how can you be blessed, and which is contrary from what the Bible preaches, don't listen to him.
因为圣经才是真理。
Because only the Bible is the truth.
我们现在看约书亚记第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua chapter 1.
约书亚记第一章。
The book of Joshua chapter 1.
第一章第七节。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 7. Joshua chapter 1 verse 7. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law was Moses, which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have a good success.
那这个地方啊，神要借着约书亚告诉以色列百姓。
Here, God wants to speak to the people of Israel through Joshua.
第七节要刚强壮胆。
And verse 7 says, only be strong and very courageous.
刚强壮胆做什么？
To be strong and courageous in doing what?
谨守遵行我婆媳吩咐你们的律法，不偏左右。
So that they may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn to the right hand or to the left.
有的人一提到赚钱真的是刚强壮胆。
Some people when they heard about making money, they are very strong and courageous.
家庭可以放在一边。
They could lay aside their family.
健康也可以放在一边。
They could also lay aside their health.
刚强壮胆赚钱。
They are very strong and courageous to make money.
但是这里讲刚强壮胆是什么
？But here, when he say to be strong and very courageous in what?
摩西吩咐你的一切律法不可以偏左右，要谨守遵行。
That what Moses commanded you, do not turn it to the right hand or to the left, but do it.
今天就是圣经的话。
That today to us, this is These are the words of the Bible.
啊，为什么我说会偏左，会偏右
？Why do we say sometimes we may go to the right or go to the left？
啊，所以有时候我们听人讲啊，他比较保守了。
Sometimes we might hear someone make this comment and say he's more conservative.
哦，他比较自由了，自由派。
Another person may say, oh, he's more liberal.
哦，但是当我们回到教会，没有什么保守跟自由。
But when we come to the church, there's no conservative or liberal.
我们就是照圣经的话来做，这个叫做不偏左，不偏右。
We just simply do according what the Bible tells us. We don't go to the right or we don't go to the left.
那圣经讲的我们没有去做
What the Bible tells us, if we don't do it,
这个就是自由啊
That means more liberal
就是我不被圣经捆绑啊
I'm not being bound by the Bible
但我们做的超过圣经
But if we do exceed what the Bible says
这个也是偏啊
That is also being led astray
比方说安息日
For example, on the Sabbath
安息日是要让人享受的
Sabbath is allow us to enjoy
所以如果用摩西的律法来遵守安息日
But if we keep it on the way, the approach from the law of Moses
这个是偏的
That will be being led astray
那如果到新约时代有人这样讲每一天都是安息日
But if we come to the New Testament, and someone might make this comment, every day is Sabbath day.
这就很自由了。
That is very liberal.
那这个都是偏左偏右啊。
This is a way going to the right or going to the left.
好，然后看第八节。
Now going to continue with verse 8.
这个律法书不要离开你的口，谨守遵行，昼夜思想，这样你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe it to do according to all written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous and have good success.
如果我们的一生都走在神的道路上
if all our life we walk in the way of God,
神就让我们亨通顺利
God would allow us to be prosperous and success.
神很顺利了啊，神很放心了
And God will a peace of mind on us.
为什么
Why?
因为我们头脑想的是神的话。
Because in our mind we think about God's word.
我们的生活是神的话。
And our lifestyle is in God's word.
所以英文说 prosperity 让我们亨通顺利，神就很放心。
Allow us to be prosperous, and God would be ease at us.
但是如果我们心里想的不是神的话
，But if in our mind are not God's word.
生活不是照神的话
，And the way we do behave ourselves in our life are not according to God's word.
神要祝福我们凡事顺利神就很不放心了。
If God want to bless us and prosper our way, God cannot be at ease.
为什么
？Why?
因为这祝福一来，你可能就信仰就倒塌了。
Because this kind of blessing come upon us, maybe will cause us to fall in our faith.
神的话是我们得福气的根源。
The word of God is the source of our blessings.
你听了去做就得福。
If we listen to it and we go and do it, we will be blessed.
那我们现在看《使徒行传》二十章。
Now turn to the book of Acts, chapter 20.
《使徒行传》的二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十章的三十二节。
Chapter 20, verse 32.
三十一节开始。
Let's begin with verse 31.Acts chapter 20, verse 31. Therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. 32. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is enabled to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
好，我们想想看啊，人生如果是一条路
Let us think about this. If life is like a road,
诸位，你最后一点在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, what's your final point?
人生如果一条路，最后一点在哪里
？If life is like a road, where's your last final destination?
如果我们最后一点是坟墓，我们信耶稣还没有信仰，还没有很深入。
If our final destination, our final point is a graveyard, then our believing in Jesus Christ is not deep enough.
信耶稣就是背着十字架，舍弃自己，跟着主耶稣走。
To believe in Jesus Christ is to deny ourselves, carry our cross, and follow the Lord Jesus.
你看主耶稣最后到哪里去？
Do you know what the Lord Jesus went at the end?
带着荣耀回到天国。
He carried glory back to heaven.
那耶稣就是一条路啊。
Our Lord Jesus is that way.
你跟着他走到最后就是带着荣耀回到天国。
If you follow him at the end, you will carry the glory back to heaven.
哦，但是
，However，
困难在哪里
？What where is the difficult part？
哦，就是这一条路走来走去啊，有时候我们信仰哦倒塌了。
That is on this road back and forth. Sometimes we fail along the way in our faith.、
哦、那为什么信仰会倒塌呢
？Why our faith fail？
所以你看保罗在这里讲三十一节
in verse, That's why Paul in verse 31 he says
或者说三十节
in verse 30
你们中间有人起来说悖逆的话引诱你、引诱门徒跟从他们
and that among yourself men will rise speaking perverse things to draw away the disciple after themselves
也就是说我们在世界上接触很多不同的人
in other words while we are on earth we are in contact with many various type of people
哦、那很多的人他有他自己的想法
Many people they have their own concepts、
哦、这个想法有时候是这些人有时候是我们家里面的人
And these people with different concepts sometimes maybe people、哦、from our own family members、
哦、有的时候是我们公司里面的人
Sometimes maybe people from our companies
有的时候是社会上很出名的人
Sometimes it can be from people who areWell known in a society.
哦，他们都有一套他们自己的想法。
They all have their own sort of concepts.
那到最后啊，我们就跟着他的想法去走了。
At the end, we follow their concepts and go after them.
那我们信仰就倒塌了。
And with this, our faith will fail.
哦，所以任何一个人的观念哦，除了圣经的话，没有一个人能够建立我们的信仰。
Doesn't matter whose concept is it from, other than the word of God in the Bible, it cannot establish our faith.
那现在保罗要离开以弗所。
Now Paul is about to leave the church of Ephesus.
以弗所是他传道中建立的一个教会。
The church of Ephesus was one of the church that he established during Paul's ministry.
那保罗怎么办呢
？And what Paul thought himself, what can he do?
因为新受洗的童龄叫做出生的婴孩。
The new collie, who are newly baptized are called a newborn baby.
如果你的小孩是三岁，你会把他放在家里去工作吗
？If your child's only 3 years old, would you leave him behind in the house and you yourself go out to work?
不会吧
？Of course not.
那现在这个新受洗的只有三年。
Now this newly baptized member is only for 3 years.
那保罗就要离开了。
Now Paul's about to leave them.
因为他还有工作要做啊。
Because he has also other work to do.
那怎么办
？What can he do?
保罗说：“我把你们交托神跟他恩惠的道。”
Paul say, "I commend you to God and to the word of His grace."
那这个道能够建立你们。
Which is this word, which is able to build you up.
所以神的道会建立我们的信仰。
So the word through God's word, we can establish our faith.
所以信仰好像一个房子。
That our faith can be compared to a house.
如果我们听神的话，又照着神的话来生活。
If we listen to God's word and live according to God's word,
我们的信仰就很稳固。
Our faith will be very stable.
是雨淋，是风吹，是水冲。都不会倒塌。
Whether rain or the flood came or the wind blow, it will not collapse.
所以有时候我们看到新受洗的，我们很高兴。
Sometimes we see those newly baptized, we are very happy for them.
哎，但是过了三五年，怎么不见了呢
？And then after 3-5 years later, how come we don't see them no more?
他已经倒塌了。
Because they already fell.
哦，那为什么会倒塌呢
？Why they fell?
有时候是因为谁得罪他吧。
Sometimes because some people's word offended them.
有时候是因为遇到患难嘛。
Sometimes they may be running into some mishap.
但是
，But however，
如果我们的信仰是建立在神的话上
If our faith is established on God, the Word of God,
什么都不会让我们信仰倒塌。
Doesn't matter what it is, it will not cause us to fail.
好，那如果我们回到二十章。
Now, if we return back to the book of Acts, chapter
32, 最后一句话
verse 32, the last remark.
叫你们跟成圣的人同得基业。
And give you an inheritance among those who are sanctified.
这个基业在哪里？
Where is this inheritance?
基业在天国。
This inheritance is in heaven.
所以一个人如果领受神的话，
therefore, a person accept God's word.
天天思想。
And meditate day and night.
谨守思行，遵行。
And also observe it.
在今生神要让他凡事顺利。
In this life, God will prosper his way.
那人生走到底就是到天国领受产业。
And when the end of this person's life, he will be there to accept his inheritance.
这样的人生不是很好吗？
Isn't such a life a wonderful life?
这个就是神要我们过的一生。
This is a life that God wants us to live in.
但是关键神的道。
But the key point is God's word.